This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. All week, we're looking ahead to 2013. This morning, we're talking environment and energy with Marketplace's Scott Tong from our sustainability desk. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Mark.
One issue we've talked about a lot recently is fracking, the controversial technique to get more natural gas out of the ground. Scott, what are you watching for on this issue in 2013?
I think at the regular person level, a lot of people are thinking about this. It's happening in their backyards. So the inherent opposition to it is going to get louder. At the government level, the federal government is planning to come out with some rules this coming year as far as telling companies what to disclose as far as the fluids that they're shooting underground, how they operate and engineer their wells, what they do with the wastewater before they send it back into the water system. So we will have a broad national conversation and some regulatory things to watch.
Another hot-button issue, climate change, what to do about it. There's a lot of controversy there. What do you think we're going to see on that issue in 2013?
Well, I think, first of all, the issue seems to be back. Many of us remember during the presidential campaign, it went dormant. But then we had Superstorm Sandy. People remember the drought that happened. So at the street level, there's more conversation about it, and at the corporate level, too. So the awareness is once again back, according to Gwen Ruda. She's with the Environmental Defense Fund, and here's her take on it.
You know, we had the drought. Water supplies in the Southwest are drying up. Politicians may be dragged kicking and screaming into it because it's having an impact on our citizenry.
Now, Mark, at the government level, we are looking for more potential regulation coming out of the Environmental Protection Agency. They are looking at rules on the refineries, new coal-fired power plants, and the rules for their emissions. So look out for that.
Let's broaden this a little bit just in terms of looking on the large scale for energy and the environment. How is the conversation changing, and what are you looking for in that in 2013?
Well, very broadly speaking, the United States has been having an energy conversation about scarcity of fossil fuels, right? We don't have enough of it. We're importing too much of it. Well, suddenly with this hydraulic fracturing technology and others, the conversation has changed to one of abundance. We have too much natural gas now. What are we going to do with it? And pretty soon, that conversation is going to bleed over into oil. Is the United States suddenly having more geopolitical power? What does it mean for the economy? What does it mean for our trade deficit? So suddenly having a lot of energy and thinking about exporting it and making a lot of money has implications for a lot of these national conversations.
Scott Tong, correspondent for the Marketplace Sustainability Desk. Thank you.
You're welcome.